Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on abstinence from this world, being content with little, and the virtues of poverty. Today's hadith we'll see the personal condition, personal household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a high level of abstinence, what a high level of disinclination. عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال ذكر عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ما أصاب الناس من الدنيا فقال لقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يظل اليوم يلتوي ما يجد من الدقل ما يملأ به بطنه رواه مسلم. حضرت نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه narrates, حضرت عمر, he's relating what حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه would say. So Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu narrated that Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned what people had acquired of this world, and he then said, so Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, seeing now after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that too was very little compared to our type of lifestyles, etc. But just looking around and seeing now what the people are acquiring, and the people are getting more involved as far as the world is concerned, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saw this, then this is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said. He said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spending the day twisting and turning due to hunger. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spending the day twisting and turning due to hunger. He could not even find poor quality dates to fill his stomach. This was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we might wonder that why is he mentioning this situation and condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because the true lovers, people have true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to know everything about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even his day, how he went, how he ate. When we see a person that is fit and healthy, we like to ask him that, what diet you are on, what exercise you're doing, what routine you are on, so that we can also get fit, we can also get healthy. So we like to find out these things. But those people that are lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want to know every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every part of his day, his night, how he spent it, how his interaction with his family, how it was. So this was love. These were words that were born out of love. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu didn't go and reprimand these people at that point or tell them anything. All he mentioned in this particular hadith that we're doing, that he just mentioned what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. In other words, if we are true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to say that we also have to be rolling and twisting in anger. This wasn't the point. The point was, be sufficient or be happy with little. There's no need for a person to continuously chase and chase and chase and go in that direction. However, what you've got, be happy, be content. Don't chase. Because if they was chasing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember his life was such, was ikhtiyari. Ikhtiyari means he chose a life of simplicity. He chose a life of poverty. He had the option towards the ending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. And even in his life also, so many offers of riches were there. And towards the ending of his life, the wealth and the booty was coming in. But yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this next hadith, a short one, we see the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they lived also, despite the booty coming in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow the outside wealth to come and affect his house. He kept his household simple, simple as simple could be, because he chose, personally he chose, that this was the life he was choosing. Otherwise, even the mountain of Uhud was offered to him in gold. It will be converted in gold if you wish. But Nabi alayhi wa sallam didn't wish that. He wished, one day I fast and I can make sabr, and one day I can eat and I can make shukr. This was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore Umar radiallahu anhu said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not even find poor quality dates to fill his stomach. This was in the initial days. And then, as we mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personal habit was to, obviously he, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chose, he had the option, but he chose. This was their life. They had the option, they left it, and this is the way they went. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, Tufiya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma fi bayti min shayin ya'kuluhu dhu kabidin illa shatru sha'irin fi rafil li. Fa'akaltu minhu hatta tala alayya fakiltuhu fafaniya muttafaqun alayh. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was nothing in my house which any living creature could eat except a little barley which was stored on a shelf. I continued eating from it for quite some time, but then I weighed it and it got finished. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, here we're explaining that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, at that time there was booty that was coming in. He could have chosen a lavish life for his family. He could have increased the stipend that he was giving to his family. But he chose a simple life. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she's saying that there was nothing in my house which any living creature could eat except a little bit of barley which was there stored on a shelf. I continued eating from it for quite some time, but when I weighed it, it got finished. This is the style of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person goes on using and utilizing, Allah ta'ala wants to give barakah. Person goes on utilizing and using, and it doesn't get finished. This Allah ta'ala system. This was the Mubarak home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was using and using and using. When she decided now she wants to weigh to see how much it is, at that point Allah ta'ala made it such that it got finished. So therefore one point from here always, as ulama explained, there is no harm for person now and then to see, to check, to take a stock take as far as his cash etc. is concerned. But continuously looking at the person's bank account, continuously looking at his bank statement, continuously checking how much cash I got, this is not something that is encouraged. Yes, as and when is the control, if it is needed, it should be done. But this habit of continuously counting, checking, in other words, use and trust in Allah. Continuously use, give, etc. Trust in Allah, Allah Ta'ala will continue giving. This aspect about continuously checking, just to make oneself happy, how much I got, how much here, how much there, just to make one person happy, is not something that is encouraged. Here has an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying, that the time I decided, let me weigh and see how much I got, at that time I found that now the barakat went away, it got finished. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we said, there's no harm a person in having enough which is sufficient for him, but just the concept and idea of all the time making our maqsad and our goal in dunya, this now takes a person off the track, his direction goes off. The Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Ramul Barakatum, gives a nice example. He says, when the love of the dunya is in the heart, now this determines the direction a person goes in. But when the love of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart, then he takes another direction. So when the love of dunya is taking one direction, and the love of Allah Ta'ala, he takes another direction, and according to the speed he moves in that direction, if he, for example, has got the love of dunya in his heart, he's moving in the wrong direction, and the faster he's moving, the more he's going off course. And here, the faster he's moving towards Allah Ta'ala, the quicker he's going towards his cause. So the thing is, the person should now change the direction of his heart, change of the way he's moving, is change the direction of the heart. Let the dunya not be the driving force of a person. Let the love of Allah Ta'ala be the driving force. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.